The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
The following presentation is a production of WLWstudios.com. You are listening to a WLW Studios production, available on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com, live every second Saturday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com and broadcasting from WLW Studios North outside of New York City, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. This is the Midnight Jury.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. We're gonna have some fun, show you how it's done, TGI.
Listening to a very special episode of The Midnight Jury coming to you from WLW Studios North on the Midnight Jury compound right outside of New York City. I am one of your hosts, the 21st Century Broadcasting Marvel Midnight Mike Norenganger.
And I am Edward Jury Arnold Jackson.
Eddie, we're being serious today. It's a very special episode.
I know.
This is something different that we're going to do.
You said different.
We're really kicking it on the double entendres. I don't know, whatever, if that's right. But very special episode today. We have done things like this before. Watch-alongs, or you could call them DVD commentary, something like that. It has been done before. Most of it is available. Most of the ones we've done are available on our Patreon at patreon.com/midnightjury. And they're Midnight Mike shows. And I think we've done The Wizard of Oz. We did John Carpenter's 1978 Halloween. But this time, Eddie, we're going to go to the 80s. And we're going to do a very special episode. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
This is probably one of my favorite episodes of Different Strokes of all time, probably for all the wrong reasons. If anyone out there hasn't been living under a rock, they'll know what episode I'm talking about. The very special episode, The Bike Shop.
And not only are we going to be kind of reviewing it, but we are going to be watching it live here in the studio, and you can watch along by going to YouTube and putting in Different Strokes Bicycle Man. You put that in, and I believe it's the first one. It's 48 minutes uncut. They don't have commercials, I don't think, involved. And it starts with the dad. What is his name again?
Conrad Bain.
Conrad Bain giving like a, what do you call it? Like a little like a disclaimer.
Basically, like what you're about to watch is a serious matter.
Yeah, and obviously we are taking it very seriously.
Yes, of course.
What you got to do is go, like I said, go to YouTube, type in Different Strokes Bicycle Man, get it queued up, and I'll give you the 3-2-1 push play. Just pause it at the beginning at 0.00 seconds, and when we get back from our break, we are going to be watching it. You can watch along, and the best part of it, you'll be able to hear the episode through this episode. So on YouTube, you could just have it muted. You just have to hit play the same time we do. I remember Different Strokes a lot as a kid. I used to love the show,
yeah.
But to be honest, I haven't watched it in years, and I couldn't even tell you what it was about. I mean, I know what it was about. It was about Mr. Drummond, who adopted or took in Willis and
Arnold,
and was Dana Plato his real daughter, or was Dana Plato someone he adopted?
I think it was his real daughter.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
And then they had the fat maid, right?
They had a few maids. Well, Mrs. Garrett was first, and then she went off and did Facts of Life.
Okay, so was Facts of Life a spinoff of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then they had an old lady maid for a little bit, and I think maybe she died. And then they had the fat, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah,
fat maid.
I think that's the one I remember the most.
Yeah, she was. I think she lasted the longest.
Okay.
Pearl. Yes, Pearl.
And then, of course, also Bobby Budnick was in this show. Danny Klusky, the little red-haired kid.
Oh, God, that little bastard.
And then, of course, in this episode, it's Arnold's friend, what's his name?
Dudley. Oh, and Dixie Carter was the first mom of the redheaded kid. And then they changed moms for the last season. But Dixie Carter was from Designing Women, not TNA's Dixie
Carter. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Dixie Carter was in this? Dixie Carter. I had no idea she had this type of fame.
Yeah, Dixie Carter, who went on to do Designing Women, was the first mom of Sam. And then the last season, they had a different mom for Sam.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to get to this.
Oh, me too.
We've been very excited to do this. So I've pulled a very special TV show theme of the week. And it's not Different Strokes because we're going to hear that anyway. So I decided to go. Did you ever watch the 1982, the Gary Coleman show?
No. Holy shit.
Neither did I.
Was it a talk show?
It, from what I see, it looked like a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know. We're gonna hit play. We're going to go to our ad breaks. And when we get back, get it ready on YouTube. Remember, it's Different Strokes, Bicycle Man. when we get back from this break, we are going to be doing live DVD commentary to this episode. But first, we got to hit our ads and our TV show theme of the week, The Gary Coleman Show. We'll be right back.
This is Zach Ward from Freddy vs. Jason and also Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story.
This is Ari Lehman, the first Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Hey, this is the innovator of Tommy Dreamer.
This is Sean Whalen from Never Been Kissed, Twister, People Under the Stairs, That Thing You Do.
This is Deborah Voorhees from Friday the 13th, Part 5.
Hey, this is Buff Bagwell and you're listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you are listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you are listening to The Midnight Jury.
You're listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you are listening to Midnight Jury.
And you're listening to The Midnight Jury. Jason never dies.
Buff Daddy, listen to it!
Hey, it's Midnight Mike. First, we want to thank everyone who has downloaded or streamed this show through TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Player FM, or our home at WLWstudios.com. You, our listeners, are extremely important to us, and you can help us out by becoming a supporter at patreon.com/midnightjury with a donation as low as $3 a month. Or without even spending a dime by making sure you download directly from our website at WLWstudios.com, giving us a 5-star review on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter at Midnight Jury. The little things you do, such as retweeting, sharing, liking, and favoriting,
is what helps keep our show alive and helps push our newest movement, hashtag jury or die. Freedom of speech should never be censored from anyone, and the corporate media has done their best to silence us, but you, our listeners, have helped so much in that fight. Once again, we want to extend our deepest appreciation to everyone who took the time to find us, and we hope you continue to enjoy the show.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Broadcasting outside the city that never sleeps, this is WLWStudios.com, New York City.
On the Midnight Jury for a very special episode. I am one of your hosts, Midnight Mike Norenganger.
And I am Edward Jury Arnold Jackson. And this is the song that played in the bicycle shop when Dudley and Arnold showed up.
Yeah. I don't think you could hear it.
You can't hear it, but it played, though.
It's a little known fact.
Yes.
That the bicycle shop owner wanted to play I Know What Love Is.
Yeah.
I want to know what love is. By Foreigner. Foreigner.
Foreigner.
Foreigner.
Foreigner. How about that opening cartoon for the fucking Gary Coleman show?
Yeah, I think people need to check that out.
Yeah.
Go put in Gary Coleman show theme, and it's the weirdest thing. It's like he's dead. Then he comes down to Earth and makes himself human and uses his halo to protect against a, like, Darkwing Duck-looking...
Like an evil Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, something like that. It was very weird.
Really strange.
We couldn't figure out what the hell this show is about.
No idea. Gary Coleman was an angel.
But we are going to be, I will remind you again, go to YouTube, search Different Strokes Bicycle Man, hit play on the 48-minute episode, and just pause. And I will tell you when to hit play so that everything syncs up with what we're doing. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/midnightjury. If you like what we're doing, you got, for as little as $3 a month, you can help support the show. And you've heard in our ad break me talking about getting kicked off of iTunes and having these SJW people don't believe in free speech, don't want you to be able to say what you want. They get offended by everything. It happened to us again recently, and we powered through it and got our stuff back. But now that's two times in Midnight Jury history that we have been pulled off of iTunes, Stitcher, and other platforms because people get offended by what we say.
Jesus.
And don't worry, we always end up kicking the shit out of them. And the good thing is that I've been telling people since the first time this happened about 2-3 years ago, fuck iTunes, fuck Stitcher Radio, fuck all of that. Just go to WLWstudios.com. We'll never be pulled off of there. So if you ever go and go, oh, you know, they said they had a new episode, but I can't find it on iTunes. iTunes could be censoring us again. Go to WLWstudios.com. And that's also why we need your support on Patreon, because it helps us produce all these episodes and helps us do what we want to do without having to worry about people censoring us, which is a big crock of shit.
Total crock of shit.
Now, before we get into this, I just want to remind everybody that the Midnight Jury is sponsored by Nightmare Threads. It's your one-stop shop for horror clothing, apparel, and merchandise, and you can shop designs from some of the biggest brands in horror. That includes Halloween, Child's Play, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Jaws, and some other names you might not expect, and that's up to and including horror punk legends The Misfits, Back to the Future, and America's favorite villain, the Joker. Use promo code MIDNIGHTJURY, that's one word, at checkout to get a small discount. But the best part about it is we get some of that money back directly to us here at the Midnight Jury. That's nightmarethreads.com. Kick-ass horror, kick-ass threads for all you horror heads. And yeah, there's just so many ways you can help support the show, or just follow us on Twitter at Midnight Jury. That helps too. Before we turn down Foreigner, you did not have to be attractive in the 80s to be a superstar.
Not at all.
No.
My God.
It was all about the music.
The talent, the music. Yep. You could look like total shit.
Yeah, because this guy looks like total shit.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable, right? How different things
are. He actually kind of like resembles the guitarist from Queen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A little bit.
But definitely not attractive people.
Not at all. And it didn't matter then. Because your talent made you famous.
Yeah.
Look at what Billy Joel landed.
Well,
Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley was gorgeous. Yeah.
Craziness.
Back in the day. All right. Are we ready to start?
Oh, my God. Yes. All right.
You know what we can do? Let's hop in the Midnight Machine and head back to 82. Let's just go back to the 1980s.
Yeah. That sounds good. Just don't put us in the bike shop.
No.
Please.
All right, why don't you initialize that sequence?
Initialize sequence.
A Midnight Jury flashback.
The 1980s.
We are back.
Fuck, we're in the bike shop.
Damn it. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, man.
This is gross.
Ugh, it's sticky.
It smells like sex and candy.
Why is the floor sticky?
Yeah, it's very sticky.
Why do none of the bicycles have seats?
All right, here we go. I'm gonna make this full screen. And I hope everybody is ready. It's a 48 minute, 45 second YouTube video called, wow. And it's Different Strokes, The Bicycle Man. If you haven't pulled it up by now, with all the warnings I gave you, that's your own fault, because we are going to be hitting play in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, I'm Conrad Bain. Tonight on Different Strokes, we're starting a special 2-part show on a very sensitive and important subject.
Rape.
Now, we urge families, children, and parents alike to watch both of these informative episodes and then to discuss the problem presented, which is of deep concern to all of us.
Homosexuality.
I don't know how I would watch this with, like, my daughter and then sit down with her and be like, this just goes to show you that if you go to a bicycle shop, you're going to be touched by an old man.
Yeah, so just don't go to bicycle shops.
Yeah. This is like a plethora of like a crack house rehab between Coleman, Plato, and Bridges.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Mr. Drummond did a terrible job.
He did a terrible job. Well, I think Willis is the only one alive.
He is, but he had his fair share. He was on Hogan's celebrity wrestling.
And he did the celebrity boxing.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
And Dana Plato died a long time ago.
Yes, she did. Look at Mr. Drummond's tracksuit.
The man's name is Mr. Horse.
Right. Hey, Mr. Bicycle Man.
You know, Daddy, I just feel wonderful. I love these Sunday afternoon bike rides.
Yep, it's great exercise riding through Central Park, down the lanes, across the little ridges, around the reservoir, and over the winos.
Wow.
New York in the 80s, gross.
Oh, there he is. Mr. Drummond loves the juggling.
You know, I used to do that with knives till I cut myself out of the act.
Another great entrance, Mr. Horton.
Hey, were you in the circus?
As a matter of fact, I was.
I was Pet with a Clown.
They used to bill me as the human cannonball.
Do Willis and Arnold refer to him as Mr. Drummond?
Do they? I never heard them call him Dad, or maybe Dad.
Because Dana Plato seems too young to be his daughter. He's like a grandpa age.
He looks like 70.
When you're lean,
oh, no, he just called him Dad, thin, I think.
And they can't even see where to finish. On top.
Glad you noticed that, Arnold. How much can I pay for the bicycle rental?
Well, let's see. That's 4 bicycles, 2 hours, that's $28.
There you are.
Oh, I just love taking your money this way each week, Mr. D. But I hate to see you blow it on Reynolds.
Yeah, the big $28.
My God. That's how much Arnold's body cost.
We decided we don't need our own bikes.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. You may have decided, but nobody checked with the kid whose feet barely touched the pedals.
He's 32.
Forget it, Arnold. Oh, we don't even have a place to store bikes.
Well, not only that, but there are a lot of strange people out there, and I just don't like the idea.
Or right in here.
Ha.
Well, then give me a bicycle built for two, and I'll have the chauffeur pedal me.
Rich privilege.
Drop it, Arnold. We're going to rent bikes. Dad, it's normal for a kid to get his own bike at my age. Do you want me to grow up with a twisted mind and a warped personality?
Doesn't
Too
he have
late.
Enough?
You already got them.
He lives in a goddamn mansion apartment.
I don't want to be in the middle, Mr. Drummond, but this would be a great time to buy a bicycle. And I can make you a terrific deal on this little red one right here. Mm. In fact, it's one-third off. Do you like this one, Arnold?
Wow. Huh? Man, do I? Dad, look at this.
Yeah, that's a beauty, all right.
Dad, I'd really be safe on it. I'd wear a red hat, red sweater, red socks. If I blink my eyes...
What year do you think this was?
82?
What do you say, Dad?
If this is, if this is 82...
Oh, Dad, please, give me a bike, please.
He's 14.
Please. Don't
and
just
playing
stand there. Help
what?
Me grow.
Nine, ten.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, Daddy, I guess he could keep his bike downstairs in the garage.
Yeah, Dad. And there's plenty of safe places to ride in the park. And as far as strange people go, I mean, they're everywhere. We've got one living in our apartment.
Womp womp.
Yeah, Gary Coleman was born in 1968.
I'm not a kid anymore.
He's dead.
I'm going to be 12
he
next
is dead.
Month.
He died in 2010.
Just years, I can run for Congress.
And it's one third off.
I definitely think you should have a bicycle before you leave for Washington.
Never made it to Washington.
Have it for your birthday.
Oh, thank you, Dad. Oh, thanks.
Ooh,
Mr. Horton.
Mr. Horton getting a hug.
I
yep.
Got a terrific
you got
idea.
A chubby right in his
you
face.
Know, I gotta get the word out on this special sale I'm having. And I thought if you could pass these flyers out for me next week at school, I'd give you this handlebar radio for your bicycle.
Give? As in handover, no strings?
Well, comes with a price.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a price there, Arnold.
It's right with you,
oh, it's fine with me. I think you're very generous, Mr. Horton.
Oh, he's doing me a favor, too, you know. What's the old saying? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
There we go.
You keep coming up with these presents, you can scratch me all over.
Oh, he asked for it.
Oh, gross.
He asked for it. Some classic grooming.
Dana Plato was born in 1964. She died in 1999.
Wow.
Hey, how about helping a deserving boy get something for nothing?
Just pass him out, stupid.
Take it or I'll punch your lights out. Just kidding.
She knows karate.
Yeah, she's about to sidekick him.
How you doing, Arnold?
Yes.
Terrible.
Get out of here, Dudley. You don't know what's coming.
Coming. Bike. That's because you're using
yeah, the bicycle man is coming.
I use every horse I can think of except the cattle prod. Let me show you what I mean.
You take your shirt off.
Hey, everybody, listen up. Come here.
Dudley has to still be alive.
I'm going to do you a big favor. Now, Mr. Horton is having a terrific sale over at the bicycle shop. Now, you can have a bicycle that's fancier and better than the one your best friend
He's
has.
He's recruiting.
This is your chance to stick his nose in it. Don't get shut out. The sale won't last long.
So
the bikes are so cheap, you can really make your parents feel guilty.
So Bicycle Man told Arnold he'd give him a free, like, transistor radio if he handed all these out.
Yeah.
And now he's getting all these kids to go get raped.
And we've never seen any of these kids again.
See what I mean?
Because they're buried under the floorboard at the back of the bicycle shop.
They're still there.
You're right up
Mr. Horton is always buying lime to put down to cover the smell, like John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
Look, I'll pay you back for this someday. I know how you can pay me back right now. I hadn't counted on doing it so soon.
Just ask Mr. Horton if I can pass out flyers. I'd like a free radio for my bike, too.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't want to cut it on my deal, would you?
Absolutely.
Dudley just sold a bunch of children into sex
folks,
slavery.
As a matter of fact, why don't you just make it our little secret?
Is that Budnick?
Even here. Huh?
Whoa. Attaboy. Did he just make an appearance before he was Sam?
I don't know. I couldn't see the kid's face.
But we just saw...
But it looked like the same, like, hair and height.
Well, I came out all the fires, just like you said, and I'm back for another load.
That's great, honey.
They could not have meant to add all this sexual innuendo.
Holy shit.
Hundreds of kids stampeding into my shop. They're buying everything in sight. They're buying the bicycles. They're buying the posters. They can't stop buying. Now they're buying my clothes. They're buying my socks. They're buying my shirt. They're buying my pants.
You better buy a barrel before they buy your underwear.
Arnold, my God.
You know, this calls for a celebration. What's your favorite ice cream? Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry?
Horton.
Yeah, them.
This sounds like a job for Captain Banana Split.
That's my kind of captain.
This is not real.
Oh, my God.
There's way too many. Oh, I'm here for another load. I'll give you a banana split.
Hey, this is like a house.
Sure.
Uh-oh, he's in the lair.
Boy, you sure got a lot of great games and stuff.
Oh, you like games?
Yeah, that's what I live for next to food. Oh, I almost forgot. I have this friend named Dudley in my class who would like to earn a free radio, too.
Oh, really? Is he as good a salesman as you are?
I guarantee it. I taught him everything he knows.
Well, it sounds like it might work out. He's as good a guy as you are, but why don't you bring him on in here and we'll talk it over. You like the bananas, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of ice cream.
Oh, hey, listen, we'll make this a three-dipper job here.
Yeah.
Three-dipper.
Chocolate sauce, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
Time to go.
I'll bet you're a whipped cream man, too.
Yeah.
We'll buy that whipped cream up there, boy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yo, even if this guy wasn't raping my kid, I'd be pissed that he was giving him so much sugar and then sending him back home.
Yeah, look at the size of that sundae.
The kid's going to be bouncing off the fucking walls.
The gooeyest, the stickiest, the most disgusting banana split I think I've ever made.
I think I'm going to cry.
This is called grooming.
Before it melts.
Oh, don't worry. The way I eat it, it won't have a chance to melt. My tongue's faster than a hummingbird's wing.
Oh my God.
The hummingbird's wing. Have a spoon.
All right.
Holy shit.
Arnold, I've been thinking about that bicycle of yours.
Uh-oh. Me too.
Oh. Just seems a shame that you have to wait until your birthday to enjoy it.
Mm.
Maybe you and I could figure out a way you could have it before your birthday.
How? My dad won't get it for me until then.
Touch my dick.
But if he's going to, maybe you could slip by after school and I could let you ride it.
Oh, wow, Mr. Horton, what a terrific thing to do. You sure understand kids.
Oh, boy.
And you sure know how to pig out. I really like you.
Mm. I like you too, Arnold.
Yeah, he has like jungle love. Like, he loves the little black boys.
He sure does.
You better not let your dad know about the bike.
Why not? I tell dad everything.
Don't do that. That's great. I mean, that's exactly what you should do. But in this case, it just might spoil his fun. See, if he found out that you had it before he had a chance to give it to you. Not to mention that I could get in trouble, too, you know, for letting you have it.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Letting him have
it. I wouldn't want to get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe it would be best if you didn't even mention, you know, that you came back here and I gave you all this ice cream before dinner. Why don't we just make it our little secret, huh?
You know something, Mr. Horton? You're sneaky.
Damn.
He picked him out quick.
Sneaky. Yep.
Yeah, I'm getting a whole new respect for sneaky.
You know something, Arnold? I really...
You know what, Arnold? Just take off your pants.
Yeah, please.
I really like you.
Mm.
You and I are going to have a lot of good times together.
And there's the touch. The first touch.
Yeah.
There we go.
Innocent enough
at
first.
All I asked for was a lube job and an oil change for my car.
I feel like they are writing this stuff on purpose.
Labor.
Oh, my God.
My car, Lee Iacocca?
Oh, my God.
Well, you're not going to get any more of my business. If I want to get robbed, I'll take a ride on the subway. You too, Charlie.
He said, fuck you.
Hi, Arnold.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, that's a pretty good hug.
That's a pretty good bike you got me.
Listen, aren't you a little late getting home this afternoon?
Uh-oh.
I was at Dudley's.
Dudley's? But he called to say he was coming over here.
Oh, that's probably why he wasn't home when I got there.
Well, where have you been? I mean, do you know that it's almost time for dinner?
My butthole hurts, Dad.
Strolling down the avenue.
There's blood in my poop.
Found my way to the pet shop, and I was going to come home, but there was a lonesome parrot there to talk me out of it.
Next time, I think you should give him an argument.
Hey, where you been, Arnold? Man, you missed your after-school snack in here before dinner stomach started.
That's okay. I'm not hungry.
You not hungry? What did you do at the pet shop? Load up on kibble?
Todd Bridges is so skinny.
Either I'm gaining weight or the laundry's shrinking my shorts.
Don't give us that, Arnold. I bet you stopped off at that stand on the way home and had a few hot pretzels.
Pretzels?
P-R-E-T-Z-E-L-S.
Oh, those.
So that's what you did, Arnold.
Yeah, nah, I guess you got me.
I'll get that.
He didn't know what a pretzel was.
He knew when it was spelled.
Yeah. Hey, Dudley, come on in.
Hey, Dudley.
How's it going, my man?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
My man.
Good, keep hanging.
Hi, Arnold, did you ask us?
Oh, I'll get out of your way. I know you guys got some heavy talking to do.
What did you shush me for?
I didn't want Dad to know that I was down at the bicycle shop today.
Why not?
Because Mrs. Well, Horton and I loaded
is
up a
Dudley
banana
rich
split.
Too?
I had bananas coming out
no.
of my ears.
He's wearing Lacoste shirts. Those aren't cheap.
Yeah,
it was sure the little alligator.
Oh, that's right.
He's got this back room with toys,
not the jacket.
And
the shirt.
And video games. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, it's like you just died and went to that big Disneyland in the sky.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
Well, did you talk to him about me? Yeah, he didn't want to go for it at first, but I gave him my hard sell.
I'm sure.
Oh, man, you're a real pal, Arnold. I owe you a lot. And don't ever forget it. Come on, man, let's go to my room.
All right, what do we got now?
Well, we're back at the bike shop, for those of you just listening on audio.
He has a peephole where he can look and see.
Oh, and it's like behind a picture. That's really weird.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Oh, he's going to take out his
special issue.
Wait, is that...
It's like a Playboy.
But it's a girl, right?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Okay.
What a drag. Man, if it wasn't raining outside, I could be riding my new bike. It sure is a beauty.
Arnold looks like a yellow Klansman.
Quack, quack. I'm gonna ride my new bicycle today.
Oh, forget about the rain, because you're my sunshine.
My only sunshine. Hey, you make me happy when skies are gray.
I like Mr. Horton.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
I started out to be a great singing star, then I had a little bad luck. Some people heard me sing.
This is my friend Dudley that I was telling you about.
Well, hi, Dudley.
Perfect.
Hey, listen, my friend Arnold here tells me that you want to help pass out my flyers.
Will I get a radio, too?
Well, if you can pass out those flyers like Arnold does, I don't see why you shouldn't. He tells me he taught you everything he knows.
Well, not everything.
That is the weirdest, like, slicker hat.
Ooh, yeah.
That Arnold is wearing.
He looks like a banana.
No.
No.
No, nothing.
Hmm.
I smell it. I bet it's pizza.
Hey, you got a great smeller, fella.
Yeah, now I smell it, too.
Well, let's don't just stand here, man. Let's track it down.
My God.
It's that way.
It's in the back in your rape dungeon.
Nose. We'll go where the nose goes because the nose knows. And where the nose... Tell you guys that pizza's in the oven. Now, I got some new comic books here, so look them over. Maybe we can play a little video game later on. Say, fellas, why don't you just make yourselves at home, huh? Because I got a couple of things to check you out front.
Okay.
All right.
So
this place is something else. Yeah, sure is.
He hid the porno under the comics
so they would find it.
All around great guy.
Good lord.
Yeah, you'd never know he was a grown up. Man, he sure has a lot of comic books. Yeah.
Open it.
You think we should look at this one?
Yep.
Of course. The ladies are naked. Except for the leather boots.
Nice.
Holy smoke. Speaking of smoke,
you know there's like crazy bush
oh, God.
Going on.
Yeah, all day.
They ought to give you a diagram with these things. Say, look at this. Cuties of the circus. Hey, this guy must be afraid of that girl. He's holding her off with a whipping chair. Hey, look at that circus girl.
Now I know why they call it the Big Top.
Nice.
Okay, guys, let's see how our pizza's going over.
Hi.
What's going on here, fella?
Oh, nothing much, is it, Dudley?
Hardly anything at all.
We were just sitting here, waiting for the pizza to pizza.
I think I see what's going on here. Oh, you guys were looking at this, huh?
No, we weren't. Well, Arnold was.
Damn. You were the one with the dangling eyeballs.
Guys, there's nothing to feel guilty about. It's okay. There is nothing wrong with looking at ladies.
Even when there's that much lady to look at?
There's nothing wrong with being naked. Especially, you have nothing to be ashamed of. Haven't your folks ever taken you to a museum? You know, most of the famous statues are naked.
Yeah, but at least they had fig leaves. The one in the magazine didn't even have a piece of parsley.
Well,
the point is, Arnold, that there's a good reason for looking at the human body and admiring it. It's a work of art. It's a magnificent thing.
That one in the magazine sure was.
Now, you see, Dudley understands. Here, fellas, here's a little pepperoni pizza. Now, this is hot stuff, too. You know,
that, when he originally pulled that pizza off, it looked gross.
Yeah.
It looked all hard and, like,
unless, of course,
crusty.
You live at the North Pole,
it's been sitting there.
Freeze your tush off.
What kind of fun?
Uh-oh.
Well, for instance, there's skinny dipping. Either you guys ever go skinny dipping?
Nah, I never done that.
Me neither. Unless you want to count the time when the fire hydrant.
So inappropriate.
Pants
it really is. It really is.
Fun? Listen, guys, if you have not gone skinny dipping, you have missed one of the great joys in this life. I think I got some pictures around here of a bunch of us skinny dipping. Guys, you're gonna love them.
Oh, this old guy with his beer belly. Like, I don't want to see that.
All right. Oh, here they are.
Oh, I might have them somewhere around here. Oh, there they are.
Hey, you don't have any clothes on either.
Oh, God.
You don't think I'm going to let them kids have all the fun, do you? Look, everybody's laughing and horsing around, having a good time. We had a great, great old time that day.
Looks like fun to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, eh.
I don't think I'd like the idea of running around and everybody staring at my bare butt. It lacks a certain dignity.
Well, if you ask me, there are too many uptight, dignified people in the world today anyway. It's time we all let our hair down a little bit.
In that case, you let everything down.
You know,
I would never watch this with my kid.
No way. I'd hide this episode.
I feel so embarrassed and awkward.
Do you realize that in France, everybody drinks wine, including kids much younger than you?
Yeah, Arnold, don't you know anything?
I'll bet Dudley there takes a sip every now and then, huh?
Me? Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, my dad lets me have a little sip on special occasions.
Well,
guys,
except his dad
occasion.
Gives him
we're
Colt 45.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate. Uh huh.
Sure, I have some.
Here.
Come on, Arnold. Don't act like a premature kid.
Okay, I'll have just a sip. I hate to see my friends drink alone.
Oh,
my God.
All right, gentlemen. To our new partnership.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Ooh. That stuff really burns your hatch.
Certainly warms your tummy on a cold, rainy day like today, huh? You know, we ought to be playing some games.
Uh-oh.
I know a neat game with the camera. You guys like to take pictures?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
See if I got my trusty... Yeah, here's my trusty...
Oh, here it is. Oh.
Here we go.
Everything just happens to be right here.
Great idea. Let's play Tarzan. I think you would make a terrific Tarzan, Dudley.
Ain't no way I'm gonna play Jane.
All right, we'll make you the fearless leader of the safari. Here you go.
Hey, all right. Just call me Moana.
Okay, Moana. Why don't you stand over there in front of that man-eating plant there, huh?
All right.
And you pretend that Dudley here is saving you from it. You can do that, can't you, Arnold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay right there. No, pretend like it's got you in its clutches.
There's a real creep factor.
Let's make
here.
This more authentic. Tarzan never had a shirt on, Dudley. Dudley didn't take his shirt off.
Fuck.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh.
Fuck.
Oh, boy. He's got a great physique, huh?
Oh,
he's
my.
He's built more like a pipe cleaner than Tarzan.
okay, now, tell you what, let's show those muscles, Dudley. That's good.
Oh, my God.
Fine. Now, we're going to take some pictures, and we're going to have another little sip of wine, and we're going to take some more pictures. And, so
it's like the middle of the day at his bike shop.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, and that door's not even locked.
Guys, we're just going to have a great time together this afternoon. Huh? All right, let's see those poses some more. Ah, it's the way to go.
Wow.
To be continued.
That was that episode flew.
What if you didn't see the opening part, like with him explaining,
and you just watched
and you just
this.
Watched this episode, and it ended here, and then that you thought that was it,
and there was no part two,
yeah,
and it just ended there,
yeah, like you didn't know there was a part two next week, and you didn't watch it, and you're just like, okay,
well,
that's a weird ending to this show. I'm not watching this show anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take this out of my Tuesday lineup.
They got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world.
I will say Mr. Horton's a great actor.
Yeah, he definitely made me think I wanted to shoot him.
Yeah, I was very uncomfortable.
Conrad Bain.
He's back.
Tonight on Different Strokes, we're showing the concluding half of a special two-part show on a very sensitive and important subject. We urge families, children and parents alike, to watch this informative episode and then discuss the problem presented, which is of deep concern to all of us. Thank you.
Now the world don't
All right, we're starting out with the second half of The Bicycle Man. Do you think that's the actual title of the episode?
I don't think it would be. Would it be? The Bicycle Man?
Well, he kept calling him Bicycle Man when he first Maybe. Walked in. He's like, Bicycle Man.
Bicycle Man. I thought it was The Bike Shop. Maybe it's Bicycle Man. Or just a very special episode. Poor Dudley. She's a... Kimberly was not a pretty, pretty girl.
Dana Plato?
Yeah, no.
I feel like looking at her, like sometimes I feel like she's cute, and then sometimes, like right there, she doesn't look bad. But she does have a large Joker mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
And her hair is kind of frizzy.
Yeah. She looks kind of like a mess.
Well, she was all hopped up on, like, heroin or something.
Yes, she was.
Last week on Different Strokes, Arnold and his pal Dudley were trying to earn radios for their bicycles by passing out handbills for Mr. Horton's bike store. Later that day, Mr. Horton invited the boys into his back room to have some pizza and to play games. And he gave them a little wine to drink. Then he showed them some photos of himself swimming naked with some young boys.
Oh, my God.
He cautioned them not to say anything to their parents. Mm. After that, he had Dudley take off his shirt so they could play Tarzan and take some pictures.
Nice.
And he said he had some even better ideas for later on.
Fuck.
And now we continue with part two.
The voiceover guy is creepier.
Yo, yeah, he scared me. Like
the bike shop guy.
Like, I'm afraid of what's about to happen.
Me too.
He sounds like a dying water buffalo.
You know, it'd really be terrific would be for Tarzan to have a lion to wrestle.
Huh? Mr. Horton, that's a great idea.
No. I don't think this Tarzan could wrestle a grasshopper.
Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't I be the lion, and you take the pictures, Arnold, okay?
Okay by me.
You know how to operate that thing, Arnold?
Oh, yeah, sure. We have one of these at home, only more expensive.
I guess I'm the first semi-bald king of the jungle. All right, why don't you hop on my back here?
The audience still laughs at his jokes.
Yeah, the audience is loving it.
I'm gonna try and throw you there. Sorry, I don't have a tail for you to hang on to.
That's okay.
That's something else, though. Do you think the studio audience got the special message from Mr. Drummond?
It looks pre-taped. Or I don't know, maybe?
Yeah.
Say, man, we're going to have to protect ourselves here in the jungle. I mean, we don't want to be bitten by the terrible tsetse fly now, do we, huh?
Condoms.
Maybe we should have a little more wine.
No, thanks. I'd rather get bitten on the tsetse.
Uh-oh.
Well, I know my friend Dudley's not going to let me down. Huh?
Sure, I'll have some more. You going to be a chicken, Arnold?
Well, okay. I'll have just one sip.
Why is the audience still laughing?
Okay, fellas.
Yeah, here, you want to have wine? All right, I'll have one sip.
Bottoms up. L'chaim.
It should be completely dead silent at this point.
I learned that from a Jewish kid in school. Only he does it with low-fat milk. That's enough for me.
Oh, come on, Arnold. Listen, don't worry about too much wine. I mean, I'm not going to let you have too much wine because, you know, your folks may smell it on your breath. Oh, they might get mad at me.
Uh-oh. If Dad smelled it on my breath, I won't get that bicycle for my birthday. I won't live that long.
Guys, don't worry about it, will you? I got plenty of gum and breath mints back here. And you guys
right here.
Can have all you like. Huh? Hey, listen, what game are we going to play now? Hmm? Oh, I got it. Trampoline.
You got a trampoline here?
Well, no, but, you know, we can jump up and down on the bed.
Gee, Mr. Horton, you sure got some great ideas.
Does Mr. Horton live here, or is it really just a back area that he turned into a rape dungeon?
I think it's just a rape dungeon.
Curly. Okay.
I'll call you Mo, and you'll be Larry. We'll pretend like we're the new, improved version of the Three Stooges, huh? Whoop-boom!
Whoop-boom!
Like an Oreo cookie.
Yep.
Hey, what an act we got. Don't worry about it, guys. I'll get rid of him right now.
I'll get rid of those pesky customers.
I'll get rid of Mr. Drummond.
Oh, Mr. Drummond.
He's like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Listen, guys, maybe we ought to hold it down. Keep it real quiet, huh?
They're drunk.
Hi there, Mr. Horton.
Well, hello,
hey, Mr. Drummond. I got your kid in the back, naked with another boy, giving him some wine.
Well, I was just going by this way, and I thought I'd stop in and square up with you on that bicycle I'm getting for Arnold. Would you take your credit card?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I left home without it.
an American Express joke.
Rich people.
Sure, you bet. There we go. Now, if... you don't mind, you sign that for me. I'll fill it out later. This, I don't want to hold you up, you know.
Oh, no, you're not holding me up. Go ahead, fill it out. Oh, Arnold's really going to enjoy this bike, huh?
He's like, dude,
if you'll
leave.
Just a sign here for
him. I remember rushing when I got my first bike. My little face beamed. I jumped up and down with joy. I was the proudest kid in college.
Just sign right here, please.
Well, I was supposed to be a little joke, but I don't
sign
think...
Sign the damn fucking credit card statement.
Oh,
get the
I'm
fuck
sorry.
Out!
I'm just not
like,
with it
even
today.
If there weren't kids in the back about to be raped, I'd be annoyed
really
that he's just not signing his fucking thing.
Arnold
yeah, just leave,
that,
dude.
Radio for his bicycle. I think it's very important for kids to learn the value of working for something that you want.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, whatever. Get out.
Right there.
I'm gonna rape your kid. How'd he know that was there?
It's my dad! And me!
I think he saw him look out it before.
Oh, okay.
You're in big trouble, Arnold.
So are you? You're in this up to your naked armpits.
Yeah. Get out of here.
The back door. Come on.
Yeah, the back door.
Let's go.
And then when I was 11, I had a paper route. I guess I was luckier than most kids.
He's
the
like,
chauffeur
dude,
drove me around the
cock blocking me. Get out.
Boy, that's really rough, isn't it? Oh.
No,
am
thank
I
God.
Keeping you from something? You seem to be a little distracted.
Oh me? Oh, no. I was just, closing up. But I've got a pizza in the oven.
Oh, well. Then I'll go and leave you to the heartbreak of heartburn.
Listen, thanks for coming by. And give my best to the family.
Okay, thanks. See you again.
It's got to be his house.
Yeah, he lives there.
There are a lot of people who live, like, above or behind their shops.
Yeah.
Okay, fellas, I got rid of the...
and they laugh.
I know.
The audience is weird.
Dudley.
Hey, I got rid of the guy that kept me from raping you.
It looked like there was a string on the door.
Yeah.
Arnold!
What?
I said don't ever sneak up behind me like that. Kids can have heart attacks too, you know.
We weren't sneaking up. And what are you doing chewing a big wad of gum like
that? That wad of gum looks like a mouthpiece.
I have a
it
big
does.
Mouth.
So disgusting.
We already know that.
kind of gum is that? Spearmint Muscatel?
She knows wine. They both do.
Yeah, smell it too, Arnold. You got booze on your breath.
That's because they're both
it's
drinking.
Only wine.
He's like, no, that's you guys.
What do you mean only wine? What are you doing drinking any kind of alcohol?
Yeah, that's for us.
Dudley's dad let us have a couple of sips because it was a special occasion.
What special occasion?
Dudley's hamster had little hamlets.
Arnold, are you jiving us?
Well, of course not. Besides, what's the big deal? Everybody drinks wine in France.
You're not in France.
And if Dad finds out that you've been drinking, you're going to wish you were in Siberia.
You don't have to tell him. I mean, why give him something to worry about?
See, Dana Plato doesn't look that bad in this scene.
Right.
Sleeping in the gutter with a red nose.
She has a nice, tight bottom.
It's the bangs.
Yeah. The bangs and the ponytail make her hair look less frizzy.
Yeah.
Or until I get to France.
You swear?
I swear.
On your ET alarm clock?
So help me, Steven Spielberg.
Okay, then we won't say anything.
I don't think after two sips of wine, if you had that much spearmint gum, that someone would smell it.
There's no way. There's no way.
Well, why don't you gargle with something to get rid of that wine on your breath? Why don't you try Listerine on the rocks?
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what she's drinking.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi,
Dad.
Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
Where are you going? Wait a minute. I haven't hugged my kid today.
Fuck. I had enough hugs today.
Dad, I'm getting too old for that mush.
I'm not, and I'm almost twice your age.
Huh?
Maybe it's
way more than twice his age.
Would you settle for a handshake?
Mr. Drummond's 16.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Nice to see you home from work, Dad.
Thanks. Maybe after dinner we'll have cigars and brandy in the study.
Oh, shit.
He's got a rape dungeon, too.
What's going on with Arnold?
He just offered his own son cigars and brandy. It's normal.
No, I didn't notice anything.
Me neither.
Well, maybe he's going through mid-puberty crisis. Matter of fact, I'm not
eight.
On mine yet.
Yeah. Well, remember, he's really 38. Oh, here we go. Back.
Ho, ho, ho. Here they are, folks. The stupendous, the incredible, the mysterious disappearing bicycle brothers. I mean, now you see them and now you don't. What happened to you guys yesterday? Huh?
Sorry we had to leave without saying goodbye, Curly. We looked out the peephole and saw it was my dad. What do you want?
We just wanted to pay for the bike he got you. He doesn't even suspect that you were here.
You know, I feel funny about all the sneaking around.
Arnold, it's not sneaking around. We're just simply trying to keep me out of trouble.
I don't like Gary Coleman's face.
These little treats after school.
Something about it is weird and
but
unsettling.
We could get in trouble
I know.
Too. Maybe
like
we
he looks
stay.
Like he looks like
what?
A puppet,
like a ventriloquist.
Yeah, like a dummy,
like a dummy.
After I have gone out and gotten an armload of cartoons for you guys to watch this afternoon on television,
boy, I'd sure like to see some cartoons.
Oh, not these cartoons.
I don't know.
Oh, that's all right, Dudley. That just means that there's more Boston cream pie for you and me.
Ew.
Boston cream pie. Like with three layers and whipped cream and gooey chocolate on top.
That's it.
I guess I could always eat and run.
That's my man, huh? All right, fellas, in the way we go.
Woo! All right.
Follow me. You're
back into
ready.
The dungeon.
Listen, you know those pictures we took yesterday? I got those back. They're right there on the table.
He got them back. He sent
hey,
them out.
Charlie.
Isn't that weird?
Back then, you had to...
And you said I didn't have muscles, Arnold.
Back then, you had to bring them to somewhere to get them developed.
So he has a Polaroid camera, but he used, like, developed pictures.
You know, he would have had to bring these pictures somewhere to have them developed, and no one said anything.
Yeah, like Pathmark.
Showtime and pie time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Curly's Cartoon Cavalcade. Ooh, and away we go.
The laughing's getting less and
I also,
less.
I also have a thing called a gimp ball around here somewhere. I don't know where it is. Oh, here it is.
Oh.
No.
Right next to Bugs Bunny.
Oh. Yeah, what's up, cock?
It's cute. Check him out. Hey, that mouse just lost his pants.
wearing a bikini. Not anymore. Natalie, I've never seen a cartoon like this before.
Me neither. Look what we've been missing.
Jesus.
Where do you find cartoons like this?
I don't know.
It's an X-rated cartoon.
Like, it's not like hentai or anything.
No.
I know.
Arnold, it's not dirty. It's adult. And we are all adults, aren't we?
We only look adult because we worry a lot.
Hey, I want to see how that mouse makes out.
No, Dudley, idiot. Get out.
I don't like this cartoon, but I have nothing against this pot.
Come on, Arnold, stick around.
No, Dudley, look, if Arnold wants to go, then that's what he should do.
I'm warning you, Dudley. If the Mouseketeers hear about this, you'll have to turn in your ears.
There were no black Mouseketeers.
Don't worry about Arnold. We can have a lot more fun without him.
Hmm? Oh, fuck.
After the cartoon's over, we'll play Neptune, King of the Sea.
How do you play that?
Oh, well, you know, it takes a lot of water, a bathtub, rub a shower. But, oh, it's a great game. You're going to love it.
Oh, my God. Arnold left Dudley to get raped.
Yeah, he
Somebody
did.
Somebody's the door, Kimberly.
Awful fun.
Wow, look at her sleeves. Look how puffy they are.
And her shoulder pads.
And her turtleneck. What kind of dress is that? That's like a dress you'd wear in, like, the Civil War.
Or, like, the Victorian era. Mr. Drummond looked like he just woke up.
I'll get it. I'm not doing anything important. I'm just revising my will. I'm cutting both of you out of it.
Dick. Good afternoon, Phil. How are you?
Hi, Ted. Come on in. What a nice surprise.
Hi, Mr. Drummond.
Hey.
Yo, Mr. Drummond is so down with black people.
He really is.
Like this, but I thought it was something we should discuss in person.
My mouth?
It's about my son.
My son.
Well, come on, sit down.
It's about my son.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, nothing, thanks.
It Wait doesn't look like this dude has an upper lip.
You have a problem.
It looks like his mustache goes into his teeth.
I feel a little awkward about this, but
Whoa.
I'd really appreciate it if you didn't let him have any more wine when he's over here.
Oh.
Wine?
Whoa.
Where in the world did you get the idea that I gave Dudley wine?
Well, yesterday, he came home with wine on his breath and he said that you gave it to him.
Well, I can assure you I didn't, and I can't imagine what would make him say that I did.
Kimberly, I think we better tell Dad what we know.
I know. I hate to be a snitch, but I think you're right, Willis.
Look at her top.
Jesus, the pants are fine, but what the fuck?
Wine on his breath, and he said Mr. Ramsey gave it to him.
Me?
Ramsey did it.
Now, why didn't you two tell me that
I love his coat.
Oh, Daddy, Arnold looks so guilty, and he promised he'd never do it again, so we let it go.
Well, I assure you, Phil, I never give wine to Arnold.
Well, obviously, Arnold and Dudley are experimenting with alcohol. I don't like that.
Well, neither do I. They're still babies.
At nine.
Well, it looks like the babies have gone from the nipple straight to the ripple.
That's funny.
Nice. What you talking about, Willis?
Willis rules with his alligator
I'm
shirt.
I'm glad I came over. Dudley and I are going to have a little heart-to-heart talk.
Arnold and I may have a little hand-to-butt talk.
No, leave him alone.
Yeah, no. He's had enough of that.
Hi, Mr. Ramsey.
Ramsey.
Well, I'll be going, Phil.
Thanks for dropping by.
Okay, good.
Mr. Ramsey, mad easygoing.
Bye, kids.
Yeah.
Bye.
Last training.
I'm going to go now.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Don't get my kid drunk anymore.
What
is that cool?
What's father doing here?
Well, he came to discuss something that I found quite informative.
Oh, what's that?
You and Dudley hitting the bottle.
What you talking about, Dad?
There it is. We've been waiting.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Made the whole episode.
And when did you and Dudley become the booze brothers? Now, don't try.
My dad would have kicked the shit out of me. Like, they're just, I love how they're just talking about it.
That didn't happen in the 80s.
I want the whole story from beginning to end. Where did you get the wine?
Well, I'm not supposed to tell.
Arnold?
Mr. Horton.
Fuck.
Mr. Horton?
The man in the bicycle shop.
What's he got to do with this? Well, while I was there with Dudley, he gave us some pizza and wine.
What else went on there?
He showed us some pictures. Everybody was naked.
Oh, my God.
Literally, my dad would be out of the room with a gun going down to the bike shop.
What do you mean by kinky?
Well, you told me about the birds and the bees, but that's nothing compared to what those mice were doing.
Oh, man.
I think I'd better have a talk with our Mr. Horton.
Willis has
Dad,
a great
you don't
line.
Think
yes, I sure do.
Is there something wrong, Dad? Maybe we should go get Dudley. He's still down there.
At the bicycle shop?
Oh, my God.
Dad, I'm going with you.
Now, wait a second. Maybe we should call the police first.
The police?
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave a message with Dudley's father.
Fuck.
And get my fucking Walther PPQ ready to go.
I'm sorry, Mr. Drummond. I'm just about to close up here. I've had a little problem.
Is this Horton?
Yes, it is.
I think you've got a big problem, Mr. Horton.
Where's Dudley? Arnold told us that he was here.
Look, I don't understand. Was this some kind of joke, Mr. Drummond?
Stay with him.
Wait a minute, man. You can't go back there.
They sure Dudley. Can.
Oh, no, the pants are off.
Maybe he's in here.
Mr. Drum, it might be better if I looked in there first.
Still comedy.
Dudley, are you okay?
Oh, Mr. Drummond, am I glad to see you. Boy, I sure feel goofy.
Did Mr. Horton give you anything, Dudley?
A pill. He said it'd make me feel good.
Dudley. Wow.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I guess so. But I'm kind of scared.
Dudley.
There is no way that these two dads
exactly
wouldn't be beating the fuck out of Mr. Horton right there.
Boy, yeah.
It's all right.
Now, the police Dudley, should be holding them back.
Yes.
Simpson, because he's here to help us.
Unbelievable.
Well, at first, Dad, I was having a lot of fun. Then Mr. Horton, he tried to touch me.
Oh, God. I'll kill him.
It's not your fault, son.
Why is he smiling?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just his teeth.
It's all right.
And I'm not going to punish
you. He's like Bubba Gump. He can't close his lips.
I love you.
He's smiling and laughing like, yeah, you know. No.
That is the undersell of the century.
Well,
Willis has a great line coming up.
Anything really terrible happened to him. How's he doing?
Well, he's still a little shaken up. Well, he's a lucky boy. He'll come out of this just fine. He's got parents who are loving and understanding. You know, some parents actually blame the children for what happened.
That is dreadful. That is the worst thing you could do.
What's going to happen to Mr. Horton?
Well, I think we got a darn good case against him, Willis. Thanks to your father calling us, we were able to surprise him, and we found some very incriminating pictures.
Worse than the mice?
Much worse.
What is this world coming to?
See, Detective Simpson said that it was a good thing we called him. Because if I'd gone down and confronted Horton by myself, he would have been able to get rid of all the photographs before the police could even get there.
Unfortunately, most parents do just that, and the guy gets off scot-free.
But they didn't have a search warrant, did they?
No.
Your evidence is going to help us a lot,
too. So all that evidence is going to be useless in court.
Right here, yeah. Including there was a cherry on the banana split he gave you.
Did I mention the chopped nuts?
A lot of that.
Boy,
a lot of nuts.
I really spilled my guts.
I just can't get over this. We've known Mr. Horton for years. He seemed like such a nice man.
Now, that's the contradiction with child molesters. In their own strange way, they actually love children. The majority of them would never intentionally harm a child. The sad part is, they can emotionally scar a child for life.
Man, I never would have guessed that Mr. Horton was, you know, gay.
But he's not. You know, that's the common fallacy about child
molesters. Oh, that's funny.
They're not gay. They're only interested in little boys or little girls, not adults.
Look, I'm only 11 years old. Should I be hearing all of this?
Yeah, but if he's interested in little boys, doesn't
Absolutely
that make him a little
Arnold.
Gay?
A little gay.
If more kids knew the facts, less of these things would happen. Unfortunately, child molesters prey on the innocence of children.
You're right about that, Mr. Drummond. Well, I think I'll be leaving now.
Thanks very much, Detective Simpson. We appreciate your help.
Oh, my pleasure, Mr. Drummond. Believe me. So long, kids.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now, what you did to Dudley was fucked up.
How you doing, son?
You sold out your best friend
and left him there.
You want to talk about it?
Nope.
Well, you're looking at one disillusioned dude. If you can't trust a nice man like Mr. Horton, who can you trust?
Oh, Arnold, I think you can trust most people, but you do have to be careful. Somebody wants you to do something that's wrong, or if they want you to lie to your parents, that is a person should not be trusted, no matter how good the reason they give you seems to be.
And you have to watch out for people who come on real strong
like
and
gays.
Try to win you over with gifts.
That's right. And especially if they want to touch you where you don't want to be touched.
Thanks, Dad. I understand.
Any more questions?
Just one. Do I still get a bicycle for my birthday?
Not from there.
You sure do. And a radio. I'm mighty proud of you, son.
You know, I didn't like the things Mr. Horton was trying to do in the bicycle shop. But some hugs and kisses are still okay.
That was an awkward hug and kiss.
It looked like he tried to kiss him on the cheek, but nothing.
But Mr. Drummond was like, ugh.
No.
I feel really awkward. Well, there it is. That's the episode.
Wow.
Different Strokes, either the Bicycle Man or the Bicycle Shop. Well, oh.
If you know of a problem with child sexual abuse, please contact your local law enforcement or social service agency.
I will tell you, those dads acted so different than I or my father or...
My father.
Any father I know would have acted. My dad would have went down with a gun.
Yeah.
And literally, I mean, it would have
killed him.
Yeah. And then when fucking Dudley's dad comes in with his teeth, they catch Dudley with no shirt on.
Drugged.
And no, he doesn't turn around and literally start beating the shit out of
Mr. Horton.
Yeah, out of Mr. Horton.
That's insane. The way they reacted was so pacifist.
It was. I was strange.
Unbelievable.
Either way, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that also. Because when we get back from this break, what we're going to do is we're going to try to give it a jury rating.
Yeah.
We'll figure out how we're rating it on the break. Because there might be separate rules for a very special episode.
There should be very special ratings.
There should be very special ratings and very special rules. because, yeah, it's kind of awkward to judge that one.
It is. You know, not for nothing, but I was watching an episode of The Golden Girls a few years ago, and Mr. Horton was on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like Dorothy or Blanche's boyfriend at the time.
Oh, he just wasn't playing like some rapist?
No. Little did they know.
What he would become.
Yeah.
Wow, this was...
It was after, so he was out of jail.
Yeah, he was out of whatever.
He went the other way. He went for the older ladies.
In the 80s, he would have ended up going away for?
Probation.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you think...
Who knows, right?
Like, and not only that, but I do have a problem with the fact that they just busted into his bike shop and just searched and took evidence.
Yeah, no warrant.
How hard would it have been... For that cop, when they walked in and said to say, "We have a search warrant."
Yeah,
you know, I feel like a judge can order a search warrant like over the phone,
unless
like if it's something this.
But he had the kid there, so maybe there's rules where if someone's in danger, you can just bust in, right? Because someone wasn't, they couldn't wait for a search warrant with a child there, is what I'm thinking. Like, oh well, we can't go there yet, but Dudley, we can't go there yet. So who knows? Weird.
Definitely weird. All right. When we get back from this break, we give our ratings and reviews and overall final verdict for Different Strokes, The Bicycle Man or The Bike Shop.
Or Strokin'.
Or Different Strokes. Episode Strokin'. Strokin' a little different. follow us on Twitter at Midnight Jury. That's where you'll always get the information for the Midnight Jury. Sometimes you can get stuff from our personal Facebook pages or... You know, other places, but the main outlet for the Midnight Jury is at Midnight Jury on Twitter, or go to WLWstudios.com. That's where you always want to go to download all of our new episodes, because iTunes and Stitcher and all that just aren't reliable. We've proven that on two separate occasions. So always go to WLWstudios.com, and we will be right back.
Ed Gale from Child's Play, Child's Play 2, Bride of Chucky.
This is Scotty Riggs.
Hey, this is Rocky Gray, composer for 1031 and The Barn.
Hi, I'm Paige. I am the creator and director of Fredhead, the documentary.
Hello. Salutations. My name is Jeremy Todd Moorhead, and I'm the star of Fredhead.
This is Mitchell Mussolino. I play Sam in the horror film The Barn, and you are listening to The Midnight Jury.
You're listening to The Midnight Jury.
You're listening to The Midnight Jury.
And you're listening to The Midnight Jury.
I get this feeling.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike again. I know you are a diehard Midnight Jury fan, and I know that because you've gotten through most of the episode and made it to our final ad break this week. You are our most important listeners, and we appreciate everything you do for us. That's why we need you to help us fight against censorship and make sure you like, retweet, and share our stuff on Twitter and Facebook at Midnight Jury. Our free speech has been threatened. We've been censored on iTunes and kicked off of previous networks, and we will always have the last laugh. If you tell five friends and they tell five friends, we can take over the globe. It's up to you, our most diehard Midnight Jury listeners. Please continue your loyal support, and we will continue to say whatever we want and speak our minds on any topic we deem necessary. But now, it's time to finish this break and end out the show.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly uncensored and anti-PC look at entertainment, pop culture, professional wrestling, and current events. We also do a weekly top 10 list and fan casting. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or the Satchel app for Android, or you can download direct from Libsyn. So come on out of your safe space and join us in the real world, won't you?
Broadcasting from outside the Big Apple. This is WLWstudios.com, New York City.
We are back on the Midnight Jury, ready to think about this very special episode of Different Strokes. Mm. And excuse me for that one, that cough. And grade it. I think the best way to go about grading this is the effectiveness.
Yeah.
Of warning children, along with the entertainment value. And then I think that is the best way of doing it. For me, I have a hard time. I don't know. I have a hard time of doing, you know what that means?
Oh, I sure do.
It cut me off. Thank you, Jeff, behind the glass.
Oh, we're doing Dudley, aren't we?
We are not doing Dudley.
Oh.
This is a segment on our show called She's Got the Look. Here it is. Where we take a girl and we put into Google. We can all play together. Everyone plays along. Go onto your cell phones, your tablets, or your computers. And this week, we're going to be putting in Dana Plato.
Oh, God.
D-A-N-A Plato, P-L-A-T-O, sexy.
Oh, no.
We're going to put in sexy because we want to try to get her best. We want to put her best face forward.
Yeah. So, here we go. Oh. Oh, God. Someone throw her a steak.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like too much fat on a girl.
No. But.
But I also don't like too much of a skinny.
That is.
And in her first pictures, if you put in Dana Plato sexy, you're going to be getting these purple bikini, purple background shots. And first off, whoever took these pictures should have had her hair down.
It was the bicycle man.
She has beautiful eyes.
The bicycle man.
Actually, look at her eyes.
Wow, that's
very blue. They're very pretty eyes.
Yeah.
But her hair definitely should be doing something else than coming out from.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like it looks like they braided it and pulled it tight behind her head. Now hold on.
Oh.
She's in like a little. She's in a little.
Huh.
I mean, I wish we had the camera. Now, there's a shot of her with balloons, and she's holding balloons, and her hair is curly. I like that, and it looks like it doesn't look as frizzy as on the show. It looks nice. She has a nice smile, nice eyes. She has these super short shorts on.
Super short.
And if you're looking at this picture, I almost wish the camera just kind of...
turned a bit.
Kind of, you took the picture from the backside.
Someone should teach
because
Mr. Horton.
Because that booty...
That's a good booty. Mr. Horton does not take very good pictures at the bike shop.
Oh, you think that he took these pictures?
This is out of his collection. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Still looking. No, wait a minute.
Whoa, what is that, boobs? Huh?
I don't even know if we can. I don't know if we can.
I don't even know what's going
that
on. Man. Probably
because,
not.
Because I can't. We can't see anything from that. Hold on.
No. What about that one with the.
Now, this one, she looks a little too young. She also looks high as shit.
Oh, she's like, hey.
She's like, hey, guys.
Oh, different strokes, you know?
Oh, man. She looks fucked up.
She is awesome.
There's this picture where she looks a little young. She's wearing these like shorts with stars on the back and a yellow top. Hey. She looks like she's probably only 15 or 16, but if you look at her eyes, she just looks just done.
Yeah, she's fucking done as fuck.
I don't even know if that's her.
She's
telling time, I guess.
I guess. I don't know.
Way too young.
No, not good.
How is that coming up when I put in Dana Plato sexy? Oh, okay. Wait, here we go. She looks super young, but she has beautiful eyes. I will give her that.
Yeah.
That's probably her most attractive quality. And so for me, my final grade or my final review on Dana Plato after looking through a few of these, I'm going to go down a little bit more before I make my final grade.
I want to see what she looked like right before she died.
But that's not fair.
She's going to look
all... like drugged out and shitty.
Yeah.
We want to try to put our best foot forward here. There she kind of has like the Farrah Fawcett hair and the red dress.
She
looks too young here, but she does have boobs, so that throws me off. Okay, I think I've seen enough. My grade.
I think so too.
I think I'm going to give her, and as everybody knows, we grade just based on looks alone, very, very misogynist.
Basically.
And I am going to give her. I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to give her a C+.
I'm right there with you. C+.
That's awesome, because then C+. We can hit the midnight jury gavel.
And we're being nice.
And the overall final verdict for Dana Plato, by putting in Dana Plato sexy, is a C+. She doesn't necessarily fully have the look.
No, she has a look.
But she has a look, and it's a C+ look.
I remember the last time I saw her on TV, she played a prostitute on Growing Pains. And she propositioned Mike Seaver. Yeah.
Let me see if I can put that in real quick.
Dana Plato, Growing Pains.
Oh, just, okay.
You'll see. Yeah. There she is.
Oh, okay. She just looks like she's trying to be Madonna. That's not a great shot.
No.
She doesn't look bad there.
Not bad. The mom's like, okay. I think he brought her to prom or something. Weird, right? That was, I think, her last. Oh, no. She was also in a Sega CD game called Shark Something.
Playing herself?
I don't know. She was like an actress in the game, and it was like Shark Something for Sega CD. That might have been her last gig, but I remember her being in that, and it was like, oh God, they have Dana Plato in a Sega CD game. Night Trap, there it is.
Oh, that's the game?
Yeah. See, there she is. There's a picture of her right there. That's from the game.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, because Sega CD had those really weird things where it just played like videos.
Yeah.
And then you got back to the game. All right, well, yeah. Dana Plato, up in heaven.
Up in heaven.
Rotting in the ground.
Yeah.
You are getting a C-plus from the...
Oh,
you're
going
to get a C-plus from the Midnight Jury.
Nice.
But back to Different Strokes, the bicycle shop. I think as far as educating children, I don't think this did that well. I think we're looking at like a C. I would feel very awkward watching this with my kid. It's famous, I think, because of the second way you rate it, which is entertainment value.
Uh-huh.
Entertainment value, it's very funny, and I'll give it like a B plus, A minus. So average that out. I think I'm going to give the episode a B minus overall.
That works.
But I mean, but if you're in, everyone knows that if you're, you know, going by Midnight Jury, Midnight Mike ratings, anything in a B and an A is recommended. It's recommended to check out because it'll be entertaining. So Eddie, what do you got?
Well, I think for the time, this was brave of them to put out.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And especially using young kids and having one shirtless, and the subject matter was so probably taboo at the time that they weren't really quite sure how to approach it. So I think they did a pretty decent job on how to approach it. But the one thing that would have made it better is if the fathers just went batshit crazy.
Yeah, the fathers definitely should have reacted a little different.
They should have been a lot angrier. I would, if I had children, I would not sit and watch this with them.
No, I'd be like, eh. I'd feel so awkward.
I would feel very, very, very awkward.
I'd feel less awkward just telling them, don't trust people who might rape you.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, you know, don't let people touch your junk.
Basically. Yeah. What I would do, if I were to show them any parts of this, I would show maybe the last scene where they're all sitting on the couch and the cop's talking and they're all kind of like focusing on the end game of the lesson.
Yes.
Like, hey, pay attention to these 5 minutes of this episode, yeah, and you're going to learn a little something. And, don't ask me about anything else.
He was gay.
It's like, wow. So even Willis didn't even know. So for the time, I would give it a B minus for the time. Entertainment value, just with some of the lines that they were saying that had nothing to do with anything that you can just take the wrong way, were so unintentionally funny.
That's true. Yeah.
And the way the audience was still laughing when they knew he was a predator.
Do we know it was an audience or a laugh track?
We don't know. But they shouldn't have been reacting to his jokes knowing that he was a predator during it. But for entertainment value, I'd give it an A minus.
Okay, so what's the overall? Because I overall gave it a B minus, like considering both.
A minus and a B minus equals probably a...
You want to say around a B?
Around a B, yeah.
All right, well, let's hit the Midnight Jury gavel to deliver the overall final verdict.
All right.
And the verdict is in. The verdict is in, and the overall Midnight Jury grade for this bicycle shop very special episode of Different Strokes is, we always round up, a B.
Yes. And I would watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
I would watch it again.
See, that's what I'm saying. Entertainment value for nostalgia purposes and us doing something like this, it's definitely well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, if you haven't watched it, I suggest you watch it.
Do it.
But anyway, we are the Midnight Jury coming to you at a WLW Studios on the Midnight Jury compound right outside of New York City. And I don't know if you remember, but... when you were on the Wizards and you recorded your bumper ad for the Midnight Jury,
yeah,
it was the background to this song. This was your song.
Wow.
It was Cars by Gary Numan.
Because my band covered this.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Very early on.
Nice.
One of the first songs. That's awesome.
I just think it's an awesome song. It can never not be played enough.
Yeah, it's so good. So good. Thank God Dudley didn't get in the car.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, man, that's it. This was so much fun.
We need to do another special episode, very special episode sometime.
There's so many different ones. There's the Mr. Belvedere one when Wesley goes to summer camp.
And you see he get raped?
Maybe.
Okay. Always love kids getting raped.
There's the Saved by the Bell where Jesse is on speed.
Yes, that would be a fun one to do.
I think the Facts of Life might have had an eating disorder one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yes.
I think Blair.
Yes.
Blair had an eating disorder.
I think there were a few with eating disorders. A few, not just Facts of Life. I think there was like a few. Something about that sounds very familiar.
Oh, okay. I know what we need to do. The Family Ties episode with Tom Hanks as the drunk uncle.
I watched that not too long ago, actually.
It is so fucking great.
Yeah. And he keeps... Yes. Yeah, yes, you are
he
right.
He drinks the coffee. I don't even want to spoil it. It's so good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, WLWstudios.com on Twitter, at Midnight Jury. You can also follow myself at Midnight Mike Show, but that's spelled MIDNITE Mike Show. And I'm a lot more active there when it comes to just trolling people on the internet. So if you want to get the official stuff from the Midnight Jury, you go to at Midnight Jury on Twitter. But if you want to see me just fucking with people, that's at Midnight Mike Show, MIDNITE Mike Show on Twitter. And we will be back. Hopefully by spring 2020, we'll be back in complete normal scheduling. You know, hopefully a new show every week, live show every month. You know, after all the craziness of children being born and holidays and all this stuff is behind us.
Bike shops.
Yeah, but that was random.
Bike shops.
Bike shops. I'll see. I'm your 21st Century Broadcasting Marvel, Midnight Mike Norenganger.
And I am Edward Jury Arnold Jackson.
And I can't wait to see you next time.
Bye.